The Gemara Daf Nunaf on the base on the bottom discusses the case of a bia achar bia when the bia was done by a katan ben teshanim yamachad. So according to the Chachamim, it would passel because the bia ben tesh, the bia of a katan ben tesh, has a din of a mimer. So it's like mimer achar ha mimer. According to Reb Shimon, it is impossible. And the Gemara explains, of course, Reb Shimon from the Baisa, Amar Reb Shimon the Chachamim in bias rishon bia. Basically, if you consider the bia of the first bentes like a bia, in other words, one brother bentes was a baaleh, then the second one is not going to be a bia. If the bia of the first one is not a bia, then the bia of the second is also not a bia. So basically, the bia of the shnia is not going to passel it. Miman of shach, that's what Shimon holds. If one brother bentes is baalivama, and then another brother bentes is baaleh achakach, the bia of the second brother is not going to passel. So Rashi over here, Esekasha, and Dibar Maskel, Bia Shein Eina Bia, he says that, fine, it's not going to pass on Midin Maimer, Midin Bia Achar Bia, but why doesn't it pass on Midin Znus? Once the first brother, Ben Tess, is Baalea, so now she's considered an Eishas Ish, Lagabi, the first brother, so when the second brother is Baalea, he's being Mizana with an Eishas Ish, and that Znus with an Eishas Ish, that itself should pass on Znus of Eishas Ish. Now, forget about the din of Maimer, Achar Maimer, and Bia Achar Bia. She should be psula because he's being mezana with an eshes ish, who's now married to the first brother, the bentes who was baalei, at least mitar rabbanon. And Rashi answers, it's not a kasha because afil hachi lo mitzvah baile de kamelin ena isha nesas on baile ela al iske kina vestira. It's like Rashi, there's no issue of eshes ish over here because the klal is that the isha is not nesas on baile unless there's kina vestira. There's nus alone doesn't ask. So you need to have kinui first if the husband is mekana, and then you have edim on the stira. Only then is it going to be aser, but if there's no kinu v'stira, then isha is not going to be neseres al baila, and that's why there's no iser eshes ish over here. In fact, Taisus Akasha, Taisus and Dibamaskal Bias Rishon, he says Rashi's tamua. The whole din that you need kinu v'stira, that's talking about when you don't have edim on the znus. Well, all you have is an edachad. You have an edachad, we're not sure whether it's znus or not, then you need kinu v'stira. That's the whole chiddush of the parsha of Saita, that you need kinu v'stira, even though you don't have edim on the tumah. But when you have Edom on the tumah, when you have Edom that saw this nus, and stavar pasha, you don't need kino, you don't need stira, the Edom themselves, you have Edus on the Maisabiya, avada they will ask an eshes ish l'baila. So what does Rashi mean? That ena ishin aseres ela de kino v'stira. We were talking about when you have Edom, of course there's going to be an iser, even without kino v'stira. Rashi is mamash apella. I shouldn't want to say maybe it's a tough cipher. It's dvarim tumuim. What does Rashi mean? You need kino v'stira, but makim where you have two Edom. Now, the truth is, it's very difficult to understand Taisus' kasha. What's Taisus asking? Maybe in a chinami, maybe there aren't two Edom over here. Maybe there's only one Edachar on the Bia, on the second Bia. How does Taisus know to assume that there was two Edom over here? So that would be a Lachar, simple Teretz Rashi. So the Teretz is that Taisus is Lachar coming from what the Taisus Rashi says. When Taisus Rashi asks his kasha, he adds one little prat over here. And he says that avada we have to be talking about where there are edim because like the Taisa Rashi of a beidik tumah accessible like you know bia yivama tzricha edim that the bia of yivama needs edim right we're talking about the bia of yibam and the bia of yibam is a kinnin it's like kiddushin just like kiddushin needs edim kiddushin without edim is not a kiddushin yibam without edim is not a yibam either so if we're talking about a bia yibam obviously there were edim over here so if there were edim over here fact Taisus it's taka a bia. Of Edom, a Bia of Eshesish with Edom, and there's no need for Kinu Vistira, and that's the Bia in his Kasha and Rashi. So now after Miyasha Rashi, what's the Pshan and Rashi? How could Rashi Yoldi need Kinu Vistira if Luchar you have Edom over here? So I was thinking maybe it could be Miyasha Rashi very simply, up here, Gavaldiki Chakira, Suffolk that the Mishnah Melech has. There's a famous Suffolk from the Mishnah Melech, which we'll get into Mitzvah Shem later on, in Hilchus Yibam, the Chalitza, Perk Bez, Halacha Dalad, where he's talking Masubik about this very Shaila. He says, Nistapakti, Bahad Kamlan, the Bivama, Eno Kaina Elabibia. This we hold that Yibam is only kind of a bia. The Kaimalon, Ben Shang, Mezid, and we hold the mission says later on in the sixth paragraph, you're kind of Ben Shang, Ben Mezid, Ibainam a bia, Zu Adam, do me the Kiddushin, the Alma. Do you need Adam by this bia, just like regular Kiddushin? Oidoma, maybe not. Maybe you don't need Adam by Yibam, Kechid exists, Akasu, Biavama. Just like we hold by Yavama that you're kind of without Das, even if they're Shagig, even if they're Anusim, even if she's sleeping, you don't need Das by Yibam. It's a Chiddush, like a Kinin of Yibam. So maybe without Edom you're also kaina. So Mishnah is mamish misubik about this. Bichal, do you need Edom for the kinyan of Yibam? On the one hand, we would say that it's like Kiddushin, just like Kiddushin needs Edom, the Chay Yibam also needs Edom. Or we could say that no, maybe Yibam is different than Kiddushin because Kiddushin needs Das. Yibam is kind of Shalomidaita, it's kind of Bal Karcha, even if the Anusim, you know, if she's sleeping, we see it's a whole different type of kinyan. It's sort of that the Tire is machna to you. Ishi hiknolim in Hashemayim, you don't even need Das. So Hudin, you don't need Edus Akima either, and you would not need Edom at all. So that's a suffix the Mishnah Melech. He sort of blabs with a with a suffik, he brings a rishon holds you need edim. But lemaisa l'achronim bring many rishonim l'kan l'kan. Raya is whether you do need edim or don't need edim. It seems to be a machlokes rishonim. So we could say very simply the Rashi holds like those shitas, like that sound of the mishmalth, the ibum does not need edim, and therefore we could say that we're talking about over here a bia that the second bia did not have edim, only had a erachad, and therefore like Rashi. It's only Nasa Bikina Vistir, being that you don't have two Edom, not like Taisus HaNacha, they have two Edom, and that would be a Pashada Teretz, a Yushuf, a Rashi, from Kushus HaTaisus. Taisus, who doesn't say this, obviously held as a Dabar Pasha, the Yibim does need Edom, and I believe Taisus is going to Shitasam because the Shar Melech over there in Hochasim and Chalitza, Berk Bezal HaDalad, proves from Taisus and Kiddush and Dafid Bezim and Bez, a similar Taisus later on in Dafid and Bez, that Yibum does need Edom, so being the Taisus holds Yibum needs Edom, L'shitasa, he asked on Rashi that how could it be over here they need Kina V'stira, obviously you have to Edom, and that's a regular Znus. But Das Rashi, you could say that he held like the other Rishonim, that Yibum does not need Edom, and therefore you could say that there is only one Edom, not two Edom, and that would be a simple Teretz for Rashi from Taisus's Kasha.